Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. I'm really excited. Today I am talking to one of my mentors, James Wedmore. I have been working with James for almost three years already. And he's been really instrumental in helping me grow my online business. And today we're talking about the difference between an entrepreneur and a business owner. This is really interesting because a lot of people listening here might be or might identify as a business owner. And what that means is, you know, take my studio for instance, you know, a business owner might still be in the dance room teaching dance and running the front desk and really just being very busy with a lot of tasks. Whereas I really identify as the entrepreneur, somebody who wants to always do more and what can I add to my plate, but at the same time, I'm delegating and growing my team and really getting excited about the opportunity that is out there. So if you are somebody who owns a business, but you're thinking, you know, I wonder if I could take this online. I wonder if I could serve a much greater audience, or I have some sort of expertise, or, you know, I don't even know what I would do, but I think this would be really fun. You are really going to enjoy James' episode. He dives into, we actually cover so much stuff. Actually, we're talking about your product suite and what he would suggest getting started and how to really stand out in the saturated marketplace and the exciting things that are happening in the online world. So, if this is something where you're like, I want to hear this, I'm excited, I want to see if I can step into that entrepreneurial role, have, they say the average millionaire has seven streams of income. Maybe this is one of those income streams that you want to add. This is definitely going to be your episode. There's a lot. He covers a lot. You're going to want to listen to it again because there's going to get paper and pen out. Start taking notes. This is some good stuff, you guys. And I know the visionary in you is going to be really excited to see what you can come up with. So stay tuned. Here's James Wedmore. James, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to have you on Foot Traffic.
Yeah, thanks, Stacey. I appreciate you having me on with you.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So I really want to dive into so many things that I know you can help out my specific ideal listener that's wanting to be more than just the business owner. And we talked about that a little bit before we jumped on. I would love for you to dive right in and explain a little bit about who you see. I know you're working with so many successful online businesses, but when you look at the entrepreneur and you look at the business owner, tell me the differences and what you see working with everybody.
Yeah. And this is something you may not have known, but 10, 11 years ago, my first actual business, like this is, you know, I'm doing stuff like as a kid, you know, like lemonade yeah. stands and stuff. Like, all right, now I'm an adult kind of thing. gotta get serious. It's just the most like random thing, but I started as like what I called a mobile bartending thing. And I went around, to private parties, events, and I started bartending and, they would hire me, you know, weddings and stuff. And then that grew, it grew to where it wasn't me just like as a freelancer, it grew into where I had 15 different bartenders, cocktail waitresses and waiters and whatever. And then like rental services. And we were serving all the way from Southern California, like San Diego, all the way to north of LA, and grew this thing like really fast. And it was at that time I was learning a lot about business and entrepreneurship. And it really hit me, this very key distinction between the business owner versus the entrepreneur. And I think the most simplistic way to look at it is the business owner, let's say like in this scenario, business owner and an entrepreneur start the same business. So it could be like that catering company, right? Mm-hmm. Or it could be that like, you know, like creating that bakery or that cookie shop. Fast forward 10, 20 years later, the business owner has basically the same thing, but they're probably like the best at it. Like they're the best baker. They make the best cookies. Maybe they've opened up a few more locations and they've got like a line down the street. And then that's the business owner. Whereas the entrepreneur, if you follow them out into the future 10, 20 years, they have multiple locations. They've like created a whole cookie line. They probably have created now other products. And you know, maybe they do like paid tours of their cookie factory, right? They've created all these other unique avenues of generating revenue, of creating profit streams in their business. And I think that's how you can kind of tell if you are more on that entrepreneurial spectrum, right? If you're always looking for a new way, new possibility, new problem that you can solve, and can you solve that problem in a different, unique way than the original business that you started? Does that make sense?
Yes. And you know what's funny too is somebody might be listening thinking, oh yeah, I should be doing this and that. But if they're thinking, I'm going to do that myself, like when you said they're putting on tours, you're not the person putting on tours. You might be starting it and setting it up and then you're delegating it. And I think that's a huge distinction too. I'll see these successful business owners, successful in their eyes as I'm generating, you know, 500,000 a year, a million a year, but they're overworked. They're exhausted. They are every single position in their business and it's just not working for them.
Yeah. 100%. Like I think our role first and foremost is being the visionary, having the ideas, seeing the new opportunities and the new possibilities, but that doesn't mean that you go do them all.
Right.
And, you know, and a big piece that, you know, I'm a huge fan of is bringing on that team, because if you're not bringing on that team, and there's a right team for whatever right phase you're in your business, that team is what allows you to stay in your, what I would just call your genius zone, mm-hmm. that area where you thrive, where you just feel like you're in flow and you're doing your best work. And I think that's something that's really tough. I see that a lot in, especially like brick and mortars, that mm-hmm. the business owner is like in all the roles still. And, you just really have to consider the cost of being in those roles. Like every time you're doing a job that someone else could be doing, what is that taking away from you? What is that costing you when you have to focus more of your time and energy on the things that aren't drumming up new business and bringing in new clients, new customers? Mm-hmm. And I see that right now. I have, we're in an office building and there's a local business in there. And they're kind of like just relying on walk-ins.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're a newer business and it's just the business owner. And I walk by every day and it's empty. And, you know, and it's like, it's sad. It's tragic, right?
It is. And like, you just want to help them.
You do. You absolutely want to help them. But they're sitting there at the front desk instead of doing something proactive to get people in the doors. And I obviously know that's how you help people. And I just think that's so important because I think too many people still believe that being a business owner is just like providing a service. Mm-hmm. And it's such a small piece in it. You have to have a great service and you got to provide that service. Absolutely. But you're not the only one providing the service. People have choices. People have options. And if you're not top of mind, if you're not the result that shows up when they start looking, don't expect them to choose you over anybody else.
Mm-hmm. So if I have a business owner, somebody listening right now who identifies as a business owner, and she's thinking, okay, I want to step into this entrepreneurial role. I know that I do have skills and I do have things. Maybe I'm helping my local market, but I think I could take this online and really help like thousands of people all over the world. Let's talk a little bit about that because that is definitely your zone of genius and you are helping so many people do this. So what would you say to this person to really truly fast track it, knowing they already have success in a certain area? They're ready, you know, they're selling a service, they're doing it well, and they really want to turn into that entrepreneur and grow.
Yeah, I'm going to bring up two amazing case studies that I think is really going to help this, because these were two like local businesses that just like went on and did extraordinary things, but both of them had something in common. And this is something to check in and look, is if you're like crushing it with what you're doing or doing something right, That's what I've always noticed is anytime I did something right, you'll know because other people start asking. And so if right now, even if one or two people is coming to you in any way, somehow, some way, saying, how are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
That's always a really great sign. And so the first is a client named Lisa Kuecker. And I know, Stacey, I've talked to you about Lisa in the past. Yeah. Lisa owned several health and wellness spas and Pilates studios. So she had a numerous amount. I can't recall how many specifically, but it was quite a few. And she'd built them up really fast and made them all quite profitable. And what she found happening like overnight is other Pilates studios, other health and like spa wellness brick and mortars were reaching out to her in other areas in the country. Like hers were in like the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say like South Carolina. And people were like in the rest of the country were like finding her and saying, how did you do this? Please give me your advice. Like, what did you do differently? How are you putting your packages together and how are you getting foot traffic? You know, all these things, right? And most of them were like Pilates studios. And she stopped for a moment. And that's what the entrepreneur does. They stop for a moment, they pause, and they say, is this an opportunity here? Because I have to imagine that if one person's asking, then other people would be asking too, that there'd be other people interested. And what she decided to do was put together an online course called The Client Cure. And it showed Pilates instructors and Pilates studio owners how to create sold-out classes, how to price your packages, and you know, bring people into the studio, right?
Yeah.
And oh my goodness. So she created this course. In less than 12 months, she did her first $1 million in revenue with this new business. You know, that's the short headline. Like, she kicked butt and worked mm-hmm. hard, but like took this to a whole nother level. And then here's what's crazy is what happened is she started selling some of her brick and mortars because
right.
she's like, wow, this is the new area that I want to, you know, step yeah. into. Not that one is necessarily better than the other. But she found a new passion there.
Yeah.
So that's the first example. And I have one more great one.
Okay.
My dear friend, Michael Alanis. Now he runs a marketing agency where he does Google AdWords for local businesses. Like he's worked with like lawyers, you know, attorneys
mm-hmm.
and like just random businesses, like an air conditioning, HVAC repair company, a pest removal, you know, insect like company and like a fan installation, like ceiling fans, like just
okay.
businesses, right?
Yeah. Neighborhood and, services.
Absolutely. And they come to him and they're like, we want to be found for local search. When you type in like, how do I fix our, you know, air conditioning repairman? We want to come up. And so you do that. And what he found is it's a small agency. It's him. And he's got like an assistant and one other person helping him is that, you know, he was to a certain extent trading time for dollars in this company. And so we got a full client list, you know, or he couldn't really take on any other clients. And so the first step he did there, which I thought was great advice, is he starts raising his prices, right? Well, if you're mm-hmm. in more demand, let's start by raising our
right.
price.
Absolutely.
And see what happens. So we did, and people still kept buying. And so at one point, he just had to start turning people away. But instead of turning people away, this was brilliant. He instead made another offer to people that reached out and said, I've created a training system so that you can hand this over to someone on your team and learn this exact same system that we do for clients, and you can implement it internally. If you have someone on your team or in your marketing department, they can go through this program and they can do it for you. You're going to be saving a ton of money.
Right.
And you're going to be learning it. And he built a multiple six-figure business a year just offering this training program to people that at this point can't afford his services or couldn't get in because he's sold out with his clients. And this is how entrepreneurs think. They're looking for these other opportunities and ways. And when we're doing something where we're packaging our knowledge, our expertise, our framework, our system, what worked for us,
mm-hmm.
now we can get this into the hands of more people in a much more scalable model. And that's where I get really like lit up and excited is how we're creating more scalability in our businesses. In other words, how do we break through those like income or revenue ceilings that we start to hit so that we're still growing and we're growing without directly increasing our input? In other words, how do we generate more revenue without working more, without, you know, needing an army and ourselves working 14 hours a day just to make it all work?
Right.
And yeah.
And I think this is what's so exciting for people who have a local business, because they're thinking, wow, this really could truly be that passive income as well, where I don't have to show up in an office or wherever it is. So I want to look at Lisa and Michael's story, because if you were sharing this, those two stories to somebody wanting to start an online business, it's probably not as realistic for somebody brand new, no experience. But when I'm talking to somebody who already has the experience, which is exactly how Lisa and Michael were, can we kind of break down and reverse engineer what are some of the things they really did right? Like, was it picking the niche? Like, what were some things that you noticed by looking at them that you observed you think really helped fast track them?
Yeah, there's a lot, and I'll try and keep it as simple as possible. I mean, you brought up niche, so that's like a really important aspect. Mm-hmm. Lisa said, if you own a Pilates studio, I can help, mm-hmm. right? Like, it wasn't like, if you're any business on the planet, I can help. So she got really specific with who she's here to serve. And yeah, she has her story and her track record to really back that up, and that really helps. And you know, I think that's a great first piece to start. But what she did is she just did a webinar. She created a free informational webinar. She shared a 7-step system that she offers. And at the end, she made the offer, for her program. And if I'm recalling the numbers correctly, now she didn't have much of an audience at
mm-hmm.
all.
Yeah.
She had a few people who had reached out to her. So she, because she had, you know, successful businesses, she had the funds and the means to invest in some Facebook ads. She spent I want to say like $2,000 in ads, and she made $18,000 on that first webinar that she did. And that's when she knew, like, oh, I have something here. Mm-hmm. And she just rinsed and repeated it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the best part, is the rinse and repeat. That is something I always tell my audience. If I could go back a couple years ago, I would just force myself to rinse and repeat what's working.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of like the shadow side of entrepreneurs, is we're always looking for the new thing, and we tend mm-hmm. to forget what was working and just like, why don't we just do that again? And, that's where like discipline, and you've heard me talk about this yeah. before, important is to have discipline as an entrepreneur, not that untrained entrepreneur. That's always just like chasing the shiny object, but having discipline. Like, in other words, when something's working, just do it again. Do mm-hmm. it again. Even when it gets boring, right? Like, there's a lot of things that are like working in our business, but they're not as exciting, new, and novel anymore. If it's working, stop doing it. You know, why stop doing it? You know, it's your business isn't there to entertain you, right? So, I'm always about have that discipline, go back to the basics, and just rinse and repeat what's working.
I love that. So let's talk about this. We brought this up. I'm in your mastermind. We talked about the low barrier of entry now for other entrepreneurs to come into the online space, which means it's more saturated. But we're talking to people here that already have some sort of area of expertise. So I want to talk about the importance of really sharing that, and people feel like they can't brag or they can't boast about something. But I want your opinion on why it's so important for them to really share their expertise with people.
Well, I think I think we're just in a really exciting time right now. There's all these stats and stuff that show just how booming the online education and e-learning market is at the moment. It's currently predicted to reach $243 billion, that's US dollars, by 2022. We have companies that you may be familiar like with Masterclass, mm-hmm. Where they have celebrity taught online classes that have wildly like skyrocketed, and they've received like all this amazing venture capital. Companies like lynda.com, which is an e-learning platform that was bought by LinkedIn a couple years ago for like some crazy, I think it was like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. it's booming, right?
Yeah, and it is.
There is massive opportunity here. And yeah, the barrier of entry is rather low in that me, I've been doing this for 12 years. Like that first, next iteration for me was once I was doing the bartending, I took it online. My first online course was I was teaching people how to bartend. So if someone wanted to become a bartender, they could take my online school. This is back in like 2008 and learn how to be a bartender, right? And so I've been doing this now for 11 plus years, and it's never been easier than right now, which is very exciting. Like the barrier of entry is so low. Like the tech hasn't been more simple
and inexpensive.
Inexpensive. Exactly. In fact, I think for a very long time, people resisted these type of ideas because they would say things like, I'm not a techie. I'm not a programmer. I don't have all the funds for expensive software and all that stuff. And it's like, today it's so readily available and easy. And people are doing this like in every niche imaginable, and not just like business. And I really want that to be clear. Like, you don't have to, what we're saying here is not that you have to go teach what you learn in your business. It could be something else.
I'll give an example. So I'm working with one of these bakers, and she is phenomenal at teaching hand lettering on a cake, like writing it with frosting. So she's teaching people how to do that and have that skill of hand lettering and handwriting. So there's so many different things you could be doing, because a lot of my listeners, they're artists, right? They're the technicians. So they're good at that specific skill, possibly maybe not business at all, but that skill is what they thrive on.
There are so many unique niches that I've had the opportunity to work with entrepreneurs in, that it would just like completely boggle your mind. Things that you would be like, no way, people would not pay for that. Here's one of my favorite examples. This is Cindy, who this is crazy. She has a membership, so people pay her like $30 a month to learn how to make their own authentic Victorian corsets. Yeah, corset. I mean, who knew? And she's like, and here's what's crazy about this too, which is so awesome. She readily admits she is not the best corset maker. She's not the leader. She's not the best. She's not the expert. She knows how to do it. And she had that entrepreneurial mind to see an opportunity. She created a membership, and she did one of the smartest things. She brought in the experts.
Amazing.
A flat fee. And some of them do it for free because they get the exposure.
Yeah, you know, visibility.
The visibility to their stuff. And so they come in, they teach the content, and she's the one that gets paid. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant and so simple. People in teaching relationship advice, like how to find your soulmate, to food canning. That was always something that was like, what is food canning, right? Backyard gardening, like how to create your own herbs and vegetable gardens and stuff like that, to, you know, topics like spirituality and, you know, a whole world of different topics there. So, you know, and then obviously like fitness, weight loss, nutrition, increasing your energy levels. Like, it's unbelievable. We have one student who shows you how to live off the grid.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
No, it's very cool, right? Mm-hmm. So it would really blow your mind. But, you know, for me, when I first heard about this as an idea or concept, like, I was really like, it was very easy for me to just tell myself those stories. Like, well, I don't have any knowledge. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything that anyone would be interested in. And, you know, it took some soul searching. And the thing is something to consider, which really helped me get through this, is we take for granted that which we know, because what we know comes easy to us. And so we're kind of ingrained in this whole idea that things that are worth anything must be something that was hard to obtain. You know, something you had to struggle and sacrifice is the only thing like that's valuable to you in your life. But have you ever considered that, like, because something comes easy to you doesn't mean that it's going to come easier to somebody else? And maybe you figured out a way, or you've been doing it long enough, or you have a different unique approach to it that would also make it come easy to others. And that's today the opportunity that we all have as entrepreneurs is to be able to provide that. And look, people are doing this in every way imaginable. There's, yeah, online courses. There's memberships. People are doing like group coaching programs.
Mm-hmm.
But people are also doing this in person too. I know another example of a brick and mortar. They are a catering company. And their catering company, I forget their name, but they're in Newport Beach, California. And other catering companies come to them to say, how have you created this social media presence? How do you get people online to hire you? And they do a workshop every few months. People pay them a ton of money, fly out, and they do these workshops in person. And, you know, that's them. Now they're creating new profit streams that are leveraged. In other words, if they do a two-day workshop and each person pays $1,000 and there's 20 people there, it's 20 grand for the right. same amount of work. And that's what we want to be looking at as entrepreneurs is leveraged ways to increase revenue. How do we generate more revenue without that proportional time and energy expenditure? You know.
Can I ask you, what do you recommend for somebody who's thinking, okay, this sounds exciting, I want to do this. Do you have a specific one you feel like you recommend more? Like, are you saying go to courses or go to a membership, go to low price, high price? Is there something you tell people when they're first starting?
So the ultimate thing that I teach, because we have, as you know, a lot of students and clients that have been able to follow this model,
mm-hmm.
which I just call like the, you know, the online education or e-learning model. And they've built seven to multiple seven-figure businesses doing that. And one of the models I teach them is what we call the Ascension model. And the Ascension model is like, just like a brick and mortar has like a suite of different products, or maybe you have retail and you have all these different products, you can actually have virtually the same type of concept in place, a multiple suite of products. And so I'll quickly go over this Ascension model because I think it's going to be really valuable for people.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So it's visually, you want to imagine it like a pyramid or a triangle, right? It's like a pyramid. And at the bottom of this pyramid is usually where we put like our free stuff. So just like how Stacy, you have a podcast, this is the free learning that you put out. And over time, something like this is going to be really valuable because that's how you build that relationship. That's how you get more people to find you. I mean, someone listening right now who's hearing my voice, there was a point in time where maybe you stumbled upon this podcast and that's how you found Stacy and that's how you built a relationship with her. And you know now that if you want to grow and reach more people, you're going to need to create that relationship as well. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I like to have people, you know, really consider that as very foundational. The next level up in this pyramid is some sort of online course or membership. And we can talk about the pros and cons of both, but the simple version here, not to overwhelm people too soon, is, you know, an online course is like, it's got a very clear, like start and finish. Like you're going to learn this system A to Z and it's like a fixed price, like $500. Whereas a membership is much more like this ongoing journey of a promise of getting something every month. You know, like Netflix is like a membership mm-hmm. and every month you keep paying, they keep putting new movies in there. You know, and if you stop paying, you stop seeing the movies, right? So it's a little different. From there, as we move up from an online course or membership, there's an opportunity for more of a, like, what we call group coaching opportunity, group coaching. And this can most likely is done virtually in a group format. So it's still leveraged. From there, moving up, any type of in-person stuff, events, workshops, retreats, or what we call masterminds, where it's like an intimate group of people learning something from you. And then that highest level is what I just call you. That's usually like a one-on-one.
Yeah.
It could be a one-on-one client. It could be a service that you go in and do. You know, that's really up to you. So if someone just getting started, if you were able to map that out, and I'm more than happy to get you, by the way, an image for this for your listeners so they can
see. Oh, cool. Thank you. Yeah.
What I like to sell people is if you have that smaller audience and you're just getting started, you kind of want to start at the top of the pyramid and go down because getting a few one-on-one clients right now is going to be a lot easier. And then maybe those few one-on-one clients turns into a small workshop or a virtual workshop. And then that becomes an online course. In fact, one of the smartest things you could do, just to kind of create a path, because I think people need a plan, right? They're like, okay, so how does this start to look like? Well, here's what you could do. Next time someone reaches out to you, says, how are you doing this thing that you do so well, right? Like that's a sign, that's an opportunity. Offer to coach them and put a price tag on it. You know, value what it is that you deliver, own it, you know, own that expertise and realize that someone who will pay is going to pay attention. They're going to be committed. And one of the things that we love to say over and over again in my community is the transformation, like the results that you want to get them begins with the transaction. So people who pay are far, far, far more likely to pay attention, take action, get committed, and take responsibility for their results. So, you know, work with 1, 2, 3 clients one-on-one. What that's going to do is really help flush out what it is that you want to teach, what's working. But most importantly, it's going to get you results. It's going to get you case studies. Yeah. Then you could just, I mean, you could do something as simple as like, I'm going to host a workshop. I'm going to host a retreat, virtual or in person, teaching this first 10 people, right? And if you did this in person, I mean, this is so simple. You charge whatever you'd like to charge for it. You invite people, they fly out, they come learn the system from you in person, and you record the whole thing. Now it's recorded. Bada bing, bada boom, you've got your online course.
Mm-hmm.
That's how exciting all of this becomes because of the power of technology. We leverage so much of our time. So now you have the recordings. Now you can sell the recordings as an online course. And whether 10 people buy or 10,000 people buy, it doesn't take any more fulfillment from you. That's leverage. And that's mm-hmm. where things get really, really exciting. Does that help? Does that answer that question?
Yeah, I think this is great. So one, I can just hear the objections coming in. So I'm going to ask you some questions and bring this up. So I know my entrepreneur who's listening is thinking, I'm really busy. I can't even imagine doing one-on-one right now. I want to do the bottom level that they don't have access to me. But I will say that you learn so much from really having these people having access to you because you forget how smart you are. You forget what's hard and what was hard to you a few years ago. So I think it's so crucial, like James is saying, to do that top level, work with a few one-on-ones or maybe a small group, but they have access to you so you can really remember the questions that you had back in the day. Does that make sense, James?
Yes. And I want to, let's just talk about the like, I'm really busy thing for just
a second. Yeah.
We're all really busy. We're all busy. People wear it like they're the unique special ones, right? We're all busy. But here's the thing. We're all really busy and we all have the same amount of hours in the day. We know this. These are facts. But at the end of the day, we all make time for that we choose to make a priority in our lives. And so life is a choice. Every day when you go to work, when you go work to work in your business or on your business, you are choosing. You're choosing where to give your life force to, where to give your time, your attention, and your energy. And you have the choice to put it on what is important and what is a priority. And if you feel drawn to this work, and that's the thing is like, I don't want to force anybody to do anything. They don't want to do it. Stacy doesn't either. But if you feel drawn to this work, if you feel inspired by it, like if you're the type of person that loves teaching, loves coaching, loves helping people, and you can already start to see the possibility of where this can go, these clients that I mentioned, they saw that. When I started mentioning these ideas, they saw it in their mind and they're like, oh my goodness, this is me. This is my next iteration of my journey. It's the next chapter in my life. Yes, please. When they saw that in their minds, they chose that no matter how busy they were, they chose to make this a priority. And that's the important thing is that we're all going to struggle with time, but we always have control over what we choose to make a priority in our lives or not. And the good news is with this type of business model, once you really get past like those first few clients, which some people might still be saying they don't have time for, getting to the place that you know both you and myself have been able to get to with this type of business model, you get a lot of your time back. And so the real question is, are you willing to make the time now to do the things required of you so that in the future, you'll get more of your time back. And that's what a disciplined, successful entrepreneur is always willing to do. Sacrifice a bit of their short term in order to contribute to the bigger picture, the long-term vision. And that's just a question. And last thing I just want to say on that, to like really check in and see if this is for you or not. I've said this before, and it, I just think it's really important that if you're doing some form of teaching, like an online course, like a workshop, like coaching, you've got to have that desire and that joy of teaching or coaching has to be in you. Now, you may not know whether it is or not, but if you've tried it and you hate it, then it probably isn't a right fit for you.
Right.
Because I'm a big, big fan of doing what you love. And not just for the sake because it feels good to do what you love, but because I truly believe in my core that when you're not doing what you love, it means you're not doing what you were put here to do. That joy, that lightness, that feeling of like just falling in love with your work so that it doesn't feel like work anymore, that's actually our guidance system. That's actually the indicator, like our GPS, that we're on the right track doing the right things. And, you know, speaking as a dude that wasn't always in touch with my emotions, the more I started paying attention to that, the more I just did more and more of what I loved and less of what I didn't love, the more my business took off. And so I wouldn't be sharing this if I didn't think it was absolutely relevant and beneficial to every person listening.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And you're right. I mean, it's one of those things where I get you're busy, but if you don't think James and I are busy, or we have a huge team and we're doing all of these things, and you make time for it if you want to. So that's the biggest question. And I know so many of you out there are so excited and you really want to do this. So be thinking about that. Where are you coming from? What's your why behind that? James, this has been so good. Where can my listeners go and find out more about what you do and what you've got coming up? Because I know you've got some exciting things coming up.
I do. Well, I'm always going to plug my podcast. Mind Your Business, the Mind Your Business podcast is the name of my show. I think we've been running that almost 4 years now. It's got, oh my goodness, we're like 270 something episodes, which is absolutely crazy. What I really love, passionate about speaking about on my show is the inner game of entrepreneurship. I believe in order to grow your business, we have to first grow ourselves. And your business will grow in direct correlation to how much you grow personally, professionally, mentally, and emotionally, and even spiritually. And so every episode is my conversations with amazing guests and sometimes solo episodes speaking about the growth that is required for your next level of success. Plus, this July 29th, 2019, we are dropping an 8-part video series. It's just like a Netflix binge-worthy training series where I do a deep dive breakdown into the 5 like absolutely required ingredients if you want to create or grow this type of online business. Basically, I've been for years now, I've been working with countless number of extraordinary entrepreneurs at all levels, people that have been able to take their business from startup all the way to multi 7 figures. And we basically just took a really good look at what all of their businesses have in common. What is it that they're doing differently than most? So we can show you as well how you can start getting that course, that membership, or those digital products out there into the world, get paid for your knowledge and expertise, and start helping more people. It's called The Rise of the Digital CEO. And you can visit it at businessbydesign.net.
Yeah, and wait till you see these videos, guys. You didn't even bring up that you were like the YouTube guy before, so we didn't even say that. But James is the most, I mean, his videos are top quality. He loves it. You will be able to tell by the quality of these videos and what he does with it. You're definitely going to want to check it out. I saw last year's and it was amazing. I can't wait to see this year's.
Oh yeah. We took it to a whole nother level.
I saw the behind the scenes. So yeah, I'm excited to see it. Yeah. James, thank you so much for being here. You guys go check out all of everything he's got to offer, especially his podcast. And I just appreciate your time so much today, James. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. And I appreciate everyone for listening.
And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. But don't worry, if you're craving more business building guidance, I've got 2 places to send you. first, be sure to join our free Facebook group at foottraffic.club. You'll get support from other small business owners like you, plus exclusive content from me. And if you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.